Mornings with Brian Haldane rolling right along. Time to dive back into the legislative session. One of the guys that's been doing some, a stack of work over there, State Senator Caleb Kleinpeter, who joins us right now. Caleb, good morning. Welcome back. How are you, man?
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Doing very well. Before we get into any individual bill, there's two things I want to touch on. The first of which is you're on the Senate side. On the House side, HB 800 by Beau Boyer calls for a constitutional convention. Has talk of this reached y'all's side of the building yet?
Oh, I was hoping that you would leave this until last. look, we have, I think there were almost 1,000 House bills, and I believe it was almost 500 Senate bills. And when people call me, they're like, hey, what about House bill? I try to explain to them that there's so many times bills die on arrival, or even if it does make it through the process of House committee or House floor, it can be amended so many times that I had 15 bills of my own this year, along with all my committee assignments. I have 4 committee assignments as far as Senate Governmental Affairs, Natural Resources, Retirement, and Jude C, and then Chairman of GOSEP on the Senate side. So there's so much that we're doing. And then we have constituents that call us with problems as well that we have to take care of, and all the emails that come through on certain bills. So have we looked into it? Hold on, I was keying in, getting at the Capitol now. There are some talks. I definitely want to work with the governor's office and see what needs to happen. I have some concerns. A lot of the senators have some concerns. There's so many different, last year I was a new member. I've learned a lot since then, but there's so many new House members that I would have never wanted to deal with this as my first year. But, I'm going to lean on our Senate President. Cameron Henry is very seasoned. He's a great leader for us that, we're going to kind of lean on him and guide us as far as what we need to do on this constitutional convention.
What concerns have come up?
The power of the Senate.
Oh.
Honestly, look, we're the upper chamber. We kind of control things, and we work with the reps. But if we go into a same room, which is a something that was talked about, and we're all combined as far as a vote, then that's a concern for us as far as the Senate. I think that we can do it without that, to where it takes 2/3 on the House and the Senate side. And then that wouldn't be a concern anymore. But I think talking with the governor's office, I think it would be a limited convention. We have to take care of some things to be able to do some things for next year. So,
okay. All right. Yeah. Well, so the bill itself, what they aim to do is a lot of copy and paste and move some stuff over from constitutionally protected just over to state statute. But when you say the power of the Senate, I would assume you're talking about when you look at the number of delegates. Every single representative would be a delegate. Every single senator would be a delegate, which means that the Senate would only get 39 votes here.
Right. Right. Then we wouldn't have the power. So
Yeah.
And I think that we can separate it to where it would be 2/3 in both chambers.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, that would be you would give both chambers equal representation at that point. And then I'm sure the executive branch would have some level of representation as well.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right. Talk with State Senator Caleb Kleinpeter about, covered the Constitutional Convention. Let's get on to this unbelievable stack of bills that you've got going on. You burned through a lot of trees this session, my man.
Yeah, I probably took on, Rick, my predecessor Ward, told me last year, don't carry any bills, and I didn't listen to him, and I carried bills. And then this year I carried way too many. Next year, it'll probably be a little bit lighter load, but we want to get some, I'm tough on crime. I want election integrity. And then there were some bills that got taken up, and then I pulled them out because I'm working with wildlife and fisheries. I do have a bill in on the House committee this morning. I want to talk a little bit about it.
Go for
it. Senate Bill 387. It's dealing with crime cameras. I recently went to a leaders meeting with the Baton Rouge areas, Sharon Westenbroom, the mayor, and other people. Dixon McMakin was there, and they talked about the crime cameras and Zero Eyes specifically. And the Paige Rice Foundation, where they're teaming up and they're buying these high-dollar crime cameras to put them in the high crime area to help solve crimes and help law enforcement. So I found out that with the AI systems and they're implementing them through the schools to where with this program of Zero Eyes, if a weapon is brandished, if a gun is brandished, it sends it to a data center. A person actually looks at it, acknowledges that it is a brandished weapon and able to send it out to local law enforcement for a speedy response. And so we don't want, we didn't actually have a crime camera destruction law. And I wanted, and it's, I didn't really put too much teeth into it. I took simple destruction of property and then added $1,000 to it. And then I think a little bit more time possibly in jail. But I wanted to be able to start tracking that way. If we are having some issues with crime cameras, then we can track it and say, okay, well, here's the destruction of crime cameras and we can have a database on it.
Okay. So this bill is, I'd seen this bill and honestly, I'm glad you brought up the Page Rice Initiative and the Zero Eyes because Senator Kleinpeter, when I read this bill, I was thinking of the traffic cameras, not the actual crime cameras. So
no, important
differentiation right there.
Absolutely. And look, you know, a lot of people had issues with the license plate readers, but over in West Baton Rouge, Tony Clayton has really spent a good bit of money on the license plate readers.
Yep.
We're catching people coming over from Baton Rouge and other areas that are just trying to cause havoc. They have warrants out for their arrest or a stolen vehicle. And when they pass by that license plate reader, we're able to catch it. It goes to the local law enforcement immediately. They have eyes on the vehicle and able to pull it over. They've gotten wind of it. The criminals gotten wind of it, and they really don't come over to West Baton Rouge as much as they used to. So I want to protect these things that protect the law-abiding citizens from crime and the people that want to come in these areas and, you know, open up vehicles and try to steal things out of the vehicle. So I know some people are skeptical about, you know, Big Brother watching, but if you don't have anything to worry about, then, you know, this is something good.
Well, yeah, and at the end of the day, it files back into the regular criminal justice system. Sure, the eye in the sky is going to get you, but it's the Tony Claytons of the world who are going to prosecute you. So to me, that works itself out in real life. We got State Senator Caleb Kleinpeter with us for a couple more minutes. Hey, while we got Sean here, you got a couple different bills, and we've checked in on these before the session started. I just want updates. A couple different bills that involve street racing. It is a huge problem on this side of the river. How big of a problem is it on your side?
Look, Hiller Moore and Tony Clayton asked me to bring this bill specifically. They passed it. Baton Rouge has this law, and it's up to 14 days that they can impound it. It's not specifically just to the drag racing. We found out that it's mainly when they shut the streets down and they just cause all these burnouts and havoc to where, you know, it jeopardizes the people's safety. You know, because a lot of these times people get hit. You can honestly, Brian, go Google street racing or burnouts, and there are articles throughout this whole country on a daily basis where somebody's either hurt, injured, or killed by this. And it's just, there are legal street racing places that you can go. And we want to be able to, the district attorney's asked that we can impound the vehicles for up to 30 days. Now, there was a good amendment that we put on there.
Okay.
And some good questions in House committee based off of if there was a rental vehicle. Once it's deemed a rental vehicle, we would release it back to the rental companies. And then if a minor, and then that person that did it would have a higher fine because they rented a vehicle. We found out that they were doing these burnouts and raising more money through social media, posting it on social media than the crime. So that's why we wanted to be able to put some teeth in the game and impound the vehicle for investigation. They'll think twice about doing it again.
Who swings by Enterprise before drag racing, though? Don't they normally have, like, souped-up Dodge Chargers?
I don't know that they do. Look, you know, the lobbyists reached out to me that represent Enterprise and other rental companies, and I thought that it was a good amendment. That and same thing, one of the Representative Chasson asked as far as, like, what if a kid takes his mom and dad's vehicle and goes and does a burnout? Can we release it back to the parent? Because then we're keeping them from going to work. And I said, absolutely. It's at the discretion of the DA.
I like that end of it a lot, because there's a big part of this that if you're releasing it back to the parents, and then you're making the parents, if the parents aren't tough on the kid, then you're right back out there the very next Friday.
Right.
So So
right.
Got about a minute or so left with State Senator Caleb Kleinpeter. You said you pulled a couple to deal with wildlife and fisheries. I assume that's going to involve hunting feral hogs.
I had four bills with wildlife and fisheries. I'm on natural resources. They reached out to me after I filed them and said, hey, look, we can do this in the commission. Do you mind? You know, you can introduce your bill, talk about it, get some coverage on it, and then we'll do it. So they actually took my turkey bill, which was a no Jake law, unless you're a youth. They took that and they passed it in the commission. So it goes into effect. Honestly, we're in turkey season right now, but it won't go into effect until next year. So Mississippi has this, this law. It's a 6-inch beard, but the fishing one is going to be taken up in commission. And then obviously we had some concerns. They want to do the hog. We just had some concerns as far as, do we do a season after turkey season? We don't want people on the ground with high power weapons out there. It was a major safety concern. So we will pass this in the commission. We just have to tweak some things to make sure we're doing the right thing.
Okay. Because it's a problem that a lot of us here in the city don't realize, but statewide, the feral hogs are,
it's a major issue. Yes. Yeah.
No,
and look, I know we're getting close on time. I want to hit on SB 411 organ donation. This bill will be named after a friend of mine that I grew up with. He's waiting on a heart transplant. It'll be called Willie's Law.
Okay.
And we, about six or seven other states do this. And after the first year, one of the states saw a 25,000 increase of organ people that signed up to be organ donors. And what it'll do is it allows every time somebody renews their hunting license or fishing license, you can become an organ donor. It just brings more awareness. And look, and until you have a family member or a friend that needs an organ donation, it's kind of put at the back of people's minds. And it's every 4 years when you go get your driver's license renewed. So I want to bring awareness to organ donation, and hopefully this increases the amount of organ donors in Louisiana. That way it helps people out.
Well, then I'm glad you brought that up, because coming up Saturday night at the Live Oak Arabian Arena, LOPA is putting on the Fado Donate. That's going to be going on Saturday night, 6 till 10 p.m. The Hayride Band is going to be out there. It's going to be a great time and a great awareness raising put on by the Lipsy Family Foundation. The Fado Donate being put on by the Louisiana Organ Procurement Agency. So yep. Nice tie-in. I'll be out there as well, so hopefully I'll see you there.
Yep. I worked well with LOPA, LDH, Wildlife and Fisheries. It was just a good combination between all of us coming together to see where we can improve with organ procurement. So,
always appreciate the time. State Senator Caleb Kleinpeter, we'll get you back on as we get closer to, wherever the session's going to end based off of the Constitutional Convention. I don't know if that's May 20th. I don't know if it's a couple weeks later, but we'll look forward to speaking with you soon.
Always a pleasure, Brian. Thank you. Have a great day.